Morning, brothers and sisters, young people and friends. So far this week for our morning exhortations, we have discussed the subjects of contending, continuing, standing, and watching. These are things as brothers and sisters of Christ that we must do on a daily basis. There's one more thing that we must do and have a responsibility for, and that's what I want to speak on this morning. The subject for this morning's exhortation is the responsibility of warning one another and the recurring theme of warnings that we have been given in the Bible. Along with watching comes the grave responsibility of warning others. Turn with me to Ezekiel 3, verses 17 through 21. Starting at verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet, if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. Now turn over to Ezekiel 33, verses 6 and 7. Ezekiel 33, verses 6 and 7. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. Now in these two passages we are told that if the opportunity arises to warn each other about a particular thing, then it is our responsibility to do it. If we know our brother and sister may be involved in some wrongdoings, and we do not warn them, then their sin will be on us as well as them. However, if we do warn them and they turn not from their ways, then their sin is on them only. If we know of false teachings that are being taught and we do not warn our brothers and sisters of those that are following these teachings, we can assume that we will be punished for following these teachings as well. As Brother Andrew said yesterday morning, to take on this responsibility does not allow one to win a popularity contest. Feelings are hurt, families are torn, and error does not like to be exposed. It can disrupt peace in an ecclesia. We must warn each other in a peaceful manner. However, we can't substitute the truth for peace. We must always worship in spirit and truth in a peaceful way, and we must warn those who are not worshiping in the right spirit or not worshiping according to the truth. If they do not listen, it's best to separate from them and not to partake with them. This puts the watchman who is responsible for warning in a very difficult position if the approval of men is a guiding force in his life. We should always remember not to be a respecter of persons, but that it's God's approval and God's ways that we are here to seek, not man's ways. Proverbs 14:12 tells us, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." This is a warning. This verse warns us not to follow man's ways. Ezekiel followed God's ways, and he had a difficult task that many of us here today also have. He was to watch over the people God appointed him to minister to and to warn them of what God would tell him. To make the prophet's mission even more difficult, God told the watchman that the people he would deliver his message to would be rebellious against God, would be shameless in their involvement in sin, and would be stubborn in changing their ways. His task, as is ours, was to deliver the truth of God's word no matter what happened. What they did with the truth was up to them, but Ezekiel was to deliver God's word to them. God knew how hard it would be for Ezekiel to continue giving God's commandments to a people that did not want to do God's will and way. God knew many would not stop in their determination to do their own thing. He knew those resisting his commandments would throw hurtful, degrading words at the prophet, would give him dirty looks, and eventually jail him for his persistence in trying to help them. But still, the man of God was to continue to be faithful in warning the people of their inevitable judgment of God for their sins. The Bible is full of warnings. God warned Adam and Eve what would happen if they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Noah warned the world before the flood. Samuel warned of the dangers of kings. Moses warned the children of Israel. Jesus, the Apostle Paul, and many other faithful prophets and men recorded in the Scriptures carried out this command along with sounding the warning so that others may not be deceived. We look to these examples and realize it is our duty to do the same. The Bible holds a concurrent theme of warning before destruction. It's warning before destruction. Turn with me over to Matthew 24, verses 36 through 39. Matthew 24, 36 through 39. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. This is a warning to all of us. Just as Noah warned the world just before destruction came, this passage is a warning of the signs and times of the end right before destruction will come again on that great and terrible day of the Lord. The days of Noah sound just like the days that we live in now. We have been warned and we know that the time is near. The world that we live in today is full of terrible sin and abominations, and we are sure to see plagues come on the earth in the future, the near future, because of the manifestation of man's sin that is so prevalent in the earth now. Turn with me over to Revelations 18, verse 4. This verse is a great warning to us living in the times that we currently live in. Revelations 18, 4. It says, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." We are told to be strangers and pilgrims, and to come out from the world so that we do not partake of her sins and receive her plagues. As brothers and sisters of Christ, we are to be in the world, but not of it. If we do not follow the instructions of this warning, we are sure to suffer plagues and destruction. We are at a point in history where globalization is greater than ever. Things are more worldly now than ever. We must strive that much harder to come out from the world and all of our sins. We live in a world today that embraces the abominations that God hates, and it is politically incorrect in the world's eyes to stand up against these things. We live in a world that has seen the convergence of technology, social media, communications, and entertainment. Certain subjects in today's media trend worldwide, and almost all of these subjects are not favorable in God's eyes. We live in a world where it's easy to just jump on our phones on a social media network and give our 2 cents on everything that's trending in the world. You won't read very far into the New Testament without becoming aware of some very stern warnings to the followers of Christ concerning their danger from the world around them. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 is a very well-known passage. It says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Then we have the warning in 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. It says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Now, James comes out with probably the strongest warning of all along this line, for he says very plainly, very flatly, he says, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God." In summary, we have the responsibility to warn one another. It is our responsibility to warn our brothers and sisters not to partake in false teachings and wrongdoings. If we know they are doing and partaking in these things and we don't warn them, then we are guilty of the same. If leaven or leprosy enters the body, it is our duty to warn the ecclesia. After our warnings, if the leaven or leprosy continues to spread, we must separate to avoid destruction. Warnings have a pattern in the Bible of coming before destruction. If we do not take heed, we will not see salvation. God's ways always prevail over man's ways. Ezekiel was a prime example of someone standing up for the truth and following God's ways. The Bible is full of examples of faithful men warning others. We should remember these examples and remember it is our duty to warn others just as they did. Finally, we have been warned today of the signs and times in which we live. We have been warned not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers and to come out from the world and not partake of their sins, but to be separate and to be pilgrims on the earth. As the Bible school comes to an end, let's remember this warning as we go back out into the world and live our daily lives. Let us remember that we must live in the world, but not be of it. If we take heed to this warning, we will not see the ultimate destruction of death at the judgment seat, but we will find favor with God, manifest His name, and live life everlasting. Thank you.